You mentioned the issue of bone and aromatase inhibitors, which of course now is a huge clinical issue in oncology. Can you talk about where we are right now in understanding that issue?
As I've learned from listening to your tapes many times over the years, and we were involved in many of the original AI studies going back to aminoglutethamide, fadrozole, letrozole. We did those studies first at Hershey, the phase one. AIs have taken the playing field and are widely used following chemotherapy, be it Arimidex or exemestane or famaraletrozole, whatever your preference is, and all the AIs have been shown to affect bone detrimentally. There was an interesting study presented last year at ASCO by Rob Coleman, and he looked back at the ATAC experience, and it looked like if you start with a normal level of bone mineral density and then look over time, over the 5 years of the ATAC trial, it's very unusual for a patient to go from normal bone density into the osteoporotic range. So many of us think, well, maybe that patient may not need yearly BMD. You might be able to get away with an every other year BMD and monitor that lady as you would with any other postmenopausal woman. Anybody who starts in the osteopenic range, there the chances of worsening osteopenia or moving into the osteoporotic range are higher. And I personally would be someone who would do a yearly bone mineral density on that lady. Now, bone mineral density is not an ultimate test. It has limitations also. But we know that any bone loss to a T-score of minus 2 or lower increases the risk of fracture, and we certainly don't want to put that lady at risk. So I think the answer is increasing awareness, as we said before. Certainly, if you have a T-score of anything in the osteopenic range, that lady needs careful monitoring. And if you find out the patient's losing bone mineral density, institute treatment with an oral bisphosphonate and see if you can prevent that over the period of time. And also, I heard some data this week, Neil, and it'll be interesting to see how this turns out. It looks like the bone loss of a patient on an AI might peak at year 2 in the ATAC trial. So it may well be we need to more carefully monitor patients early on into AI therapy like we do with the normal postmenopausal woman. She'll lose most of her BMD in the first 2 to 4 years after menopause. And it may be we need to monitor more intensely in the first year or two. But right now, unless the patient has a normal BMD, we're monitoring yearly.